This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Now, Kenneth Lofton, I don't think revere that in that way in China. Even though he was the international MVP, he does not have the same adulation as young Han Son. I texted Drew Hill. I was like, Ja sounded depressed as hell in that interview with ESPN. And now that I've heard both, it's not about he's not depressed. He just doesn't want to talk to ESPN.
See, ESPN or Dave.
Yeah.
One of them.
I don't think Dave did, you know, but it's possible he may not be able to separate Dave and Tim McMahon, right? Like, to him, it's just the same person. You know, it's like this is the NBA
McMahon,
report.
McMenamin.
Right. He may think that's Tim
White,
McMahon.
White McMahon. White man.
Right. Like, I
White man, McMenamin, McMahon, all the same.
Hey, as a white man, I think it's very possible to believe that we all look the same. So,
McWhite man.
Exactly right.
That's what Ja sees. McWhite.
It's loud in there. So if you go up to him and say, hey, I'm Dave McMenamin, you can see a world where that sounds like Tim McMahon.
Ja is not a racist. He had a white agent.
No, it's not about that. It's just like he may not know the difference between Tim McMahon and
could
Dave McMenamin.
The same. They could look the same.
Right. I mean, they're both white NBA reporters who have similar sounding last names who work for ESPN. I mean, it's not. I'm not saying that's what happened, but it's.
Yeah, I mean, within
the
realm.
I can
easily see that. What did you say? Conflating those two.
Yes.
Thinking that McMenamin's the guy that's been doing the snooping
right.
around you. Didn't he come to Memphis a couple
yes.
years ago doing some
yes.
snooping?
Yes.
Uh huh.
Jason likes saying McMenamin.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
again,
I always have.
You're good at it. Like you run it perfectly.
Yes.
Executed
better than Malika.
McMenamin.
And even better than Ken Niumatalolo.
That's one I really strived and
yeah.
spent some time at home
yeah.
off-season work to get.
You got to work on the young Han Son. I got to work
Not
on
it.
He changed it. The dude changed
Han
it.
Han Sen Young or Young Han Son. I don't know. It depends. Like, even Yao, they started, it was like Ming Yao instead of Yao Ming. Like, their names are reversible in some way. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I can't explain it. But yeah, that's the tepid interview that I was referring to.
Oh, you were dead on.
You
not
nailed
the difference
it.
In tone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a temperature taker.
You
cold.
Got that, you still got that old nose for news.
And he was also like, you can't see it, but like my guy was like leaning on the whatever that was.
Yeah.
Like the backdrop.
Was that the gist? Was that all the questions?
No, there was
No. Did he ever give him a little more? Like,
no.
Was it literally just a repeating of the words? We're out.
I think
that's the worst one. They should have shut it down.
I think the beginning of it was a. I mean, anything would have been better than that. But
that's just really uncomfortable.
Ja decided he was done with that interview,
man.
And then he was just like, "All right, man, whatever you say, I'm gonna say."
Mm-hmm.
You know, Grizzlies NBA champions. Yep.
If
Grizzlies
the rest
NBA
went like
champions.
That, I slick almost feel for McMenamin.
Oh
that,
yeah.
Boy, you trying you.
I guarantee you that
you
dude
ain't
came
got a chance.
I guarantee you he texted his producers or whatever and was like, damn, that was brutal.
Right. If he doesn't want to do the interview,
oh, yeah.
ask him, and so I'm not stuck up here.
Yeah. Now, Dave, I don't know if Dave is that kind of guy.
I see that.
But I mean,
yes, he's on LeBron. He's LeBron's reporter.
Right.
He doesn't have to deal with this mess. It's beneath him.
He's gonna tell Malika that Ja was mean to him. He's gonna tell her. But again, if that was Taylor Rooks, man, it would have been like a TED talk.
It'd have been smooth.
I'm so tired of dealing with these supposed faces of the league. When's LeBron's next presser?
He was there at the Pelicans game. He did show up for that one, and he made like a grand exit with like 4 minutes left. It was funny. It was like they panned to him as he was getting up and leaving.
He had a fishing hat on.
But he didn't. It's like he made a statement. He was not going to be there for the Mavs game. He was not going to be there for the Cooper Flag debut. But he came for the Jeremiah Fear show.
Mm-hmm. Was he there for Wimpy last year? Or 2 years ago? Whenever that was?
I think he had to have been
2 years ago.
One of the two. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like LeBron's always there. He wants to be an owner. He wants to own a team in Vegas.
Everybody was talking about how the ticket for Wimby that first year was way more massive than the one for Cooper. So I think most of the NBA felt like
right.
there to see Wimby.
Right.
Maybe he was there.
Well, there was just more, like we'd already seen a year of him at Duke. You know what I'm saying? So there wasn't like the mythos.
Right. And again, like we talked about on Friday, Wimby was being called best prospect since LeBron.
Yes.
So we're not doing that with Cooper.
It was both. It was like the fact that he was coming in with that decoration, like could be the best ever. And the fact that like he'd never played stateside. He was a French guy. So I was like, what is this guy? There was like just this and by the way, on Wimby, I think he just announced he got cleared last week. From the blood clot.
But he had done, because I'm telling you, he did like a Pele bicycle kick on a soccer field. Somebody had video. They're saying, dude, if he's doing this, he better be okay, or else the Spurs shouldn't have let him do this.
Yeah.
So it makes some sense. I'm glad they got the word out.
Yeah. That's good to hear. Good to hear for sure. All right. That's going to do it for this hour. We're going to get on to Respect Burgers, and then Jeff Calkins will join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, Artie Charnoff, ESPN. It is a great time to get over to Sonic for lunch. That menu looking delicious as always. You got the sweet top lemonades from Sonic. Make sure you download the app to get the best possible deal. They got wraps on the go. Love Sonic. My kids love Sonic. Something for everybody on that menu. Get over there and check it out today.
Take advantage of happy hour, half-price drinks, and slushes. Enjoy half-price drinks and slushes when you redeem that reward now in the deals tab. As John said, make sure you are downloading that Sonic app. Mobile ordering made easy. You can order right there. Use the app to customize your Sonic favorites. Enjoy exclusive access to new products. And you get exclusive deals. So you're not getting the full Sonic experience unless you've got the app. And I suggest those Bacon Ranch Queso Wraps. They're my favorite from that Fun 99 menu. Make sure you're living free and eating Sonic. Every Monday around this time, I pull out my old big green egg. It's getting old. It's getting up there in age, but it still works just fine. I pat out these burgers like I used to do back at the Memphis Country Club, but I season these differently. I season these with respect in a world full of disrespect. Let's do Respect Burgers. I want to make sure we're giving proper attention and credit to an event this weekend that I don't know that we've talked about yet. We talked about it on Friday. Haven't discussed it yet today, but we should be. That Ed Murphy Track Classic this past weekend.
Yep.
That brought in Olympians, and we hoped would have Sydney McLaughlin-Navroni trying to break her own record and the world record in the 400, in the women's 400. And, of course, she's an Olympic gold medalist. That did not happen on Saturday. I saw the email on Saturday that said she had a fever and wasn't going to be able to perform. Mm-hmm. That said, a show was still put on, and that show came courtesy of 17-year-old Quincy Wilson. Sprinter, you may remember him from the Olympics. He became the youngest American to compete at 17. He was in the qualifiers of the 400 relay and ran there. And no, he didn't run on the final, but ended up being a gold medalist because he ran on that qualifying team. He was back out there and broke an American and under 18 world record in the 400. On Saturday. How about that? Ran a personal best 44.1 seconds, a new American and world under 18 record. If you go look up Quincy Miller right now, again, just 17 years old, Memphis and 400, you can see he's got the entire track world, not the track community, the track world buzzing about his performance here in Memphis. And again, this is this was the ninth annual Ed Murphy Track Classic. So Now it's become a worldly event, quite frankly, but an event that's drawn all of the nation's top sprinters, track athletes, track and field athletes. We've now doing this, what, ninth straight time, and it was absolutely huge over the weekend, held over at the University of Memphis, the Murphy Track and Soccer Complex, but wanted to make sure, Respectberger, not just going to Quincy Miller for setting this record, and at 17, he's an absolute stud. All the kids, you know, when you're that young and hardly removed from the other kids that are there out there watching you, because many of them are looking at you like, he's not even out of high school yet. You know, they can relate to you in a way. You're a star to them in a way that, you know, some 28-year-old, 29-year-old Olympic athlete maybe is not going to be. So right. Believe me, all the buzz is there, and Quincy Wilson's a guy that, you know, many have pegged for greatness over the next few years in USA track and field,
yep,
particularly as a sprinter, for years to come. That said, both Respectberger to him and then to the Ed Murphy Track Classic, all of its organizers, everything that it's become. Again, an opportunity to be a little bit of a damper on Saturday when, you know, sort of the feature athlete in this case, Sydney McLaughlin-Lavroni, isn't able to compete because of a fever, and yet you still get an American under 18 world record set out there. So pretty big deal for the track world. Quincy is always a big deal anytime he goes out, but this is a really good stop in the track world. He talked about the blessing that this is, just the event itself, to be able to have this before heading out to Eugene. I think their next event is out in Oregon. So great deal, greatly pulled off. And great job by Quincy, obviously setting the record. All right, another one, going back to it, we gave him one last week for being named an All-Star. We're giving him a separate Respectberger for being in tonight's home run derby, which was announced later in the week last week. Brent Rooker, the former ECS and Mississippi State standout that we've talked a lot about because we're spending more time on baseball these days with the number of All-Stars that Memphis has produced. The other one, Hunter Goodman, this week. The Colorado Rockies catcher, he's going to be there, but he will not be in the home run derby the way we got it figured. And hopefully you guys will correct us if we're wrong, but Brent Rooker becomes the first Memphian that we can find, the first Memphis product to compete in a Major League Baseball home run. Real cool story, John pointed out. He's going to have his little league coach, guy that was with him as his hitting coach from, 9 years old. John had said it earlier.
Yep.
Most of his young career, he's going to be throwing the balls out to him tonight in this home run derby. And while he's plus 1,000 last I checked, I think he's got the second longest odds to win it of the 8-man field. He's got 20 home runs. He's on pace to hit 30 home runs for the third straight year. He's hitting .279, 54 RBI. Remember, he's putting up this year, coming off signing a 5-year deal, as basically the face of the A's right now. Finally, the money comes in this offseason. He backs it up with his second All-Star season in 3 years. He gets the call for the home run derby. I'm just hopeful it doesn't mess up his swing as he tries to, because sometimes it has a tendency to do that to some guys, especially first-time guys. You go in there trying to hit all those home runs. He's hitting .279, .280. He's having a pretty good year hitting. You just hope it doesn't mess up his average coming back out of this thing. But love it for the Memphian, for Brent Rooker, who anytime John's asked him come on the show,
man,
he's come on, just down to earth.
Yep.
And boy, what does it tell you having Caruso, having your hitting coach from your little league days as your guy that's going
out?
Shows you how down to earth and relatable Brent Rooker is. And his story, again, so unique. You don't typically see this path. A little bit older, took him a while. He's come on here and told us he was at his point in his career there where, you know, you're in the minors, you're still, you know, haven't broken through yet. You're wondering, okay, how much longer can I do this? Right? Or am I going to have to, you know, stop, go sell insurance at some point if I want to have a family and everything else? He broke through, followed the dream, finally breaks through, and like we said, a second All-Star appearance in 3 years. But home run derby tonight for Brent Rooker, and he will have all of the city of Memphis certainly cheering for him. And then another baseball guy we mentioned this morning, Ryan Mitchell, much younger in this case than Brent Rooker, who's 30. Ryan Mitchell getting drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals, Brad St. Louis Cardinals, the 55th overall pick, just finished up his career over at Houston High School. He's 6'1", 180 pounds. This spring batted .468, 12 home runs, 52 RBI, 61 runs scored, and had an OPS of 1.5, basically 1.531. Stole 38 bases, 39 attempts. Fast brings a ton of obviously potential to the St. Louis Cardinals organization. Is signed up with Georgia Tech. We'll see what he does in terms of collegiate leaders. Is he going to, you know, follow, go ahead and start his pro career? Your second round pick, doesn't seem like there's any reason to hold it up at this point. He was Gatorade State Player of the Year as a senior last year. And again, a shout out to him. We think highest high school player Because we've had some first-round picks. Brent Rooker was that coming out of Mississippi State. But highest high school player taken from around here, we think, since Pomeranz back in the early 2000s. He's the highest Houston player selected since Matt Cain, who went on to have a great career with the San Francisco Giants. And then one more real quick. And I'm surprised you hadn't touched on this because you told us how great it was in France. We had a maybe it wasn't as epic, but the Yannick Skinner – Carlos Alcaraz rivalry.
Yes, yes.
That has now, the 1-2 in tennis, in men's tennis,
yes.
That's now produced some, you know, some pretty epic battles. The more epic one was their French Open battle that went five sets. This
yes.
one did not.
Correct.
But in this case, Sinner got the win.
He
beat the defending two-time champ, Alcaraz, in this one. A lot of people woke up that morning and said, you know what? I'm feeling Sinner.
Yep.
It felt like he was going to break through, ends yep. up doing so, plays some really good tennis, wins those three sets, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4.
Yep.
After losing the first one, 4-6.
And he should have won the first one.
Should have won the first one. What I read about them is that those two now, he was playing in his fourth consecutive major final, but his first at the All England Club. He's the first Italian player to win a Wimbledon single. And fittingly, this marked the first time. Okay, here's the stat for the rivalry. Marked the first time the same two men faced off in the title matches of the French Open and Wimbledon in the same year since Federer and Nadal did it back in 06, 07, 08. Okay, so this rivalry is producing at the highest level in
yep.
these majors, obviously.
Yep.
And we haven't seen it at this level since back, you know, early 2000s, 06, 07, 08, with Federer and Nadal, the great last great big,
yeah.
you know, men's tennis rivalry. And so for the two of them, obviously didn't live up to the French Open battle, but a good one in Wimbledon. And congratulations to our man Sinner for knocking off the two-time defending champ.
I'm glad you mentioned it. I mean, it definitely was not anywhere close to the same intensity of the French, like you said. I mean, and I would also say, like, the grass courts.
It's a change. Clay in France, grass here.
Like, right? The points are so much quicker on grass. Like, they just get decided, right? Like, you don't have, I don't know why, I don't play tennis, but it was just noticeable, right? Like, that French Open match lasted, like, 5 hours, 6 hours almost. You know, this one was over much shorter time. So I would say, like, it doesn't have the aura, you know? It doesn't have the same, like, I know Wimbledon is, like, held up as the number one, but give me the French Open, everything. Give me Clay. Because that just lends itself to the back and forth. Like, that, nothing was going to touch that match, obviously, because it went five sets, and he even had the tiebreaker after that.
Right.
It was a breakthrough for Sinner. He needed it. Those two are just going to be, you know, they're going to be the two every single major, it feels like.
And you said our little American girl went down pretty fast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The day before.
Yeah.
She got the final. Asimova or something like that.
Anna Samova. Swiatek handled her pretty easily.
Like, yeah, you said she would.
She wasn't supposed to be there anyway.
Right.
So credit to her for making the final, right. beating Sabalenka.
Got a bright future.
Absolutely. You know, she's a real player. But yeah, if you're an American man, you know, and you're playing tennis, there's no spot for you in any of these. I mean, just realistically, because they're both like 22 and 23. I mean, you're just not touching them. And then, like, the Alcaraz numbers were just crazy. Like, he had, like, won 20 in a row at Wimbledon.
I think five yesterday. In a row over Sinner, I think.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Had a nice little streak against him that got broken.
So, like, Sinner obviously should have won the French Open. You know, he was up two sets with match point, like, four times.
Right.
And he blew it.
Okay.
So, he should have won the French. But, yeah, you still got to go. That's the thing about tennis, right? You still have to do it. You could be up two sets. You can have match point. You still got to get the point.
The two have combined to win the past 7 Grand Slam trophies and 9 of the past 12. They, as John said, they are owning tennis right now.
And they're not going anywhere.
If you're not them, why even compete?
Damn near. They should just fast forward to the final every year. I mean, Alcaraz has lost before, but before the final. But, I don't think any of them are going anywhere. I'm going to give out another respect burger instead of a disrespect dog. It's to Clay Thompson.
Oh, that's unusual. I wasn't expecting a surprise. So.
I think I know what this is.
I don't.
New girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Meg the Stallion.
Yeah. Old Clay.
Sly dog.
Yeah.
Didn't think he had it in him, but he does.
For how long?
I don't know. But
like you said,
Yeah, I mean, I thought, I didn't think.
Pretty solid game.
Didn't think he had it in him. But, you know, it seems like a good pair, I would say. Good pair.
Indeed.
Megan Clay. I mean, you know, it makes sense.
Does he don't seem a little square for her?
Yeah. Yes. That's what I was saying. I didn't think he had it in him to get a baddie like Meg the Stallion. But
wow,
he clearly does.
Now, what's going on with Steph and Cardi B?
Stephen Curry?
No. Stephon Diggs.
Oh, Stephon Diggs.
Cardi B and BBL.
Now, I don't know
how
much of that is
real. I'm not sure you can answer that.
I don't know how. Okay. You talking about the smell rumors?
Right. I don't know how much is real or fake anymore.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
See, I think you're. That was like an AI generated. He shut that down by writing cap in the comments of that. There was this Instagram post that suggested he said her BBL smelled like a trash bag in July. But he shut that down. He said that's cap.
Are they now not a thing?
I do think they have split up.
So that part
is
true.
I do think they have split up. But they were just having fun. I mean, they were just getting on the boat and doing
it was to make a offset.
Yeah, so he was just revenge. He was a rebound. He's just like, hey, I'm with somebody that has even more money than you, way more money than you, you know, on a boat, having a time of my life.
Is the NFL still on him for the?
We're still investigating.
Okay. No, well, y'all need to get on investigate with Judkins.
We're going to be investigating that as well. We have an extensive investigative department. So we'll be on that as well.
Thank you.
But congratulations to Clay and Meg. They did not win Love Island.
I don't think that doesn't feel like one's going to last. But I also thought Kelce and Swift wouldn't last.
They have just really fooled us.
She's changed everything about that man.
Yeah, she has. I mean, you want to get into that conversation? You know, he definitely went from like a Eminem Lil White type to, you know, Brad Paisley. But again, that's what they do to you. We'll come back with Jeff Calkins on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Jeff Calkins is the host of the Jeff Calkins Show, columnist for the Daily Memphian. He joins us every Monday, and he joins us now. You know, when you think about Summer League, Jeff, what do you think of? Do you think of the young Grizzlies development, or do you think, man, look at all the talent that Penny Hardaway has developed in this thing?
Well, I was pondering, in fact, whether Dave McMiniman and Tim McMahon are actually the same, you know, look that similar.
Was that a crazy suggestion? I mean, it feels
no,
like, okay.
I honestly think, so for people, you know, Brad Ice tells us that people don't listen to the entire show, which I find hard to believe. I think they listen all day long to all the shows. But you all were talking about whether Ja's interview was subdued because he thought when Dave McMiniman was interviewing him that it was Tim McMahon,
yep.
And Tim McMahon has written damaging stories or intrusive, whatever you want to call it. Stories certainly that Ja would perceive to be negative about him, right? So I don't think it's far-fetched at all. Like, here's the point. It's not just that these are two white guys named Mick, you know, two Mick white guys. It's also, like, they weren't confusing him with Brian Windhorst. You know, like, he looks different. Those two guys, I got them confused myself. Like, whatever. I don't really, but they're easy to confuse, you know. They're both kind of lean, sort of, you know. I can totally see it. If they confused it with, you know. Yeah, with Windhorst, well, he's a different looking dude. He's a rounder fellow. That's a different deal. So I think he could very well have thought he was talking to Tim McMahon.
Yeah, and you know, again, it's like loud in there. You got the, you know, obviously all the Chinese people are in there cheering when Yang Hensun gets the ball. So it's very loud in there, and so you could see a world where it's like, hey, Tim McMahon. You know,
I think it's just this lean, sort of grizzled guy for the ESPN. I got no other part of it. Ja has the ability. Ja is very good at being passive aggressive in interviews, you know, and not just with them, honestly. There are moments in the Grizzlies locker room where you can tell Ja wants no part of it, you know, and so this is not. Pouty Ja is not something that we are unfamiliar with.
Right.
You know, when he doesn't want to talk, he doesn't just, you know, put on a happy face and talk. So, anyway, beyond that,
that was the striking thing, right? It's like he gets on ESPN, he's like, he hates it, he can't wait till it's over. Then he gets the local media scrum, and he's like, you know, he sounds engaged. You know, I did notice that, which I don't know if that means anything or what.
I think it does mean something. You know who you're talking to, and you have a different sensibility depending on who you're talking to. I think Job basically has a pretty good relationship with those.
Yep.
Basically,
yep.
You know,
yep.
Has a pretty good relationship with those guys, and so. Yeah, I thought it was. The truth of the matter is that Summer League has been a bit of a bust for the Grizzlies fan. You know, I mean, last year we at least had Zach Edey, you know, at least for a while we had Zach Edey, and, you know, we could get a. What is there, if you're being honest about it, what is there really to be too obsessed with? I think the best, most interesting, you know, element has been GG. But you know, it goes, and then the other element has been, what is Isolo's system going to be like, right? I think those two things are the most interesting. But I think you're kind of like with GG, you know perfectly well. You've seen him be good in Summer League before. Translates into nothing. So it only has, you know, so much meaning. GG, we understand, has to prove it in the regular season in a bench role, that he can be effective and guard and do all those things. And that literally is impossible to do, to prove any of that in the regular season. And then the Isolo stuff, I think, is interesting. But again, we'll see how that bears out. It goes along with the Drew Hill interview he did with Isolo, where Isolo basically doubled down on, yes, I'm going to play these shorter bursts and we're going to play harder than people. And that's sort of interesting. And I'll be honest, I don't believe in it, you know, as a philosophy, but we'll see.
Was it noteworthy to you at all? John and I both thought so, that he said it was best for both sides on the Desmond Bain trade in terms of the local scrum, the local reporters he talked to. When asked about Bain, he said it was best for both sides.
I thought that was striking.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, does he really? I did notice it, Jason, just like you said. I perked up. He didn't just say, man, we're going to miss him.
Right.
He said it's good for us too.
Okay.
And he then said to get a couple veteran guards. Well, I don't know who he's counting there. Like, obviously, he's counting KCP, but then is he counting? I don't think he's counting Cole Anthony. I think he means, and we created the room to go get Ty Jerome as well.
Yep.
Right. We got
yep.
a couple of veteran guards
yep.
there,
yep.
and that's going to be good for us. He then talked about Ty Jerome and about how he's going to, you know, you can play alongside him. He can also handle it. Like, now, I don't think those two guards add up to one Desmond Bain. I think so much of this depends on Coward's development and everything else.
Yeah.
But you can also see that if your job, that as much as you like and appreciate Dez's talents, that you might recognize, which is something you guys said all along, that something has to change with these three. I know John was particularly, you know, like, you can't bring these three back. And I think maybe if you're Ja, you recognize the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, and not knowing.
It's what it feels like.
Right? On the other side, because we were talking about this earlier as well. Like, you watch the Spurs over the weekend against Cooper Flagg, Carter Bryant, Dylan Harper. You're like, oh, my. Like, oh, I know that vision. I know where that's going with Harper and Bryant and Wimby and all the things that they've done. And it's why they're priced, you know, better than you in the market. So there's a sense of knowing there. I think with the Grizzlies, it's just like there is so much unknowing as to how this will look, how this will – like, I don't even know what it's supposed to be. Like, I know with
– I know what it's supposed to be. I mean, the difference, first of all, with the Spurs, let's be clear, they got unbelievably lucky with Wemby, right?
Yeah.
They would not have – with what you guys were just describing as the best prospect since LeBron. So I'm not giving them so damn much credit. Like, for – would De'Aaron Fox have wanted to be there if not for Wemby? No. Would all these rookies look so great unless you were putting them next to Wemby? No. I mean, they'd look fine, but they would be rookies who are just like – there'd be no distinction between them and any other good young team. It's Wemby who they got lucky to get that changes everything. And, yes, because of Wemby, we know what the vision is. Do we know who Wemby's going to stay healthy? Like, we got no – I'm not immediately saying the Spurs are going to be for the next 5 years. So much depends on health and everything else, but sure, they got Wemby. The thing with the Grizzlies is it seems less certain for two reasons. One is the young players that they're depending on don't have the same high profile as Dylan Harper, for example. They weren't the number two pick in the draft. You know, they got lucky again, right? So you're looking at Sid Coward, who is not Dylan Harper in terms of profile coming in. So it's more of a projection, more of a reach. It feels like more of a hope. And then secondly, you've got these veterans now in John Jaren, who have, you know, only been able to carry the team so far and have had, you know, particularly in John's case, an inability to stay healthy. I think I know what the vision is, though. The vision is to take a small step back and to reload and build around Jaren and Ja and have, you know, Zach Edey and Jalen Wells and Cedric Coward and the rest sort of be the second wave that once upon a time it was D'Anthony Melton and Kyle Anderson and, you know, and that group that was here then and Dylan Brooks and whatever. And so that's the vision. I got no idea if it'll work, but I don't think, and I still think most of it hinges on same thing with Wemby, the Jaw's health.
Sometimes, Jeff, we, you know, especially after tragedy, we tend to see the best of ourselves, or whether it's pulling together, and you hate that it takes those things to see it, but it's certainly remarkable when it happens. And it just sounded like, and maybe I'm going too far, you can tell me if I am, but that scene that you saw yesterday, I could sit up here and ask you about Josh Allen being number two in ESPN's rankings of quarterbacks. We could do the usual sports talk 101. But that scene at Memphis Rocks that you wrote about yesterday, and obviously they had reopened, did a climb for Mond, the gentleman that obviously was shot and killed a couple of weeks back there, that had turned his life around. You had written about him last year and sort of his quest to get his life turned around and how much they had contributed to it. But that scene where everybody coming together, and you had mentioned it on your show this morning, had no idea how many people are going to come out, or, you know, if anybody at all is going to come out, or what's going to happen when they do. Can you just describe that for our listeners, what it was like out there and how many people actually showed and participated in this climb for Mond?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because the whole idea of Memphis Rock seems sort of unlikely. A climbing gym in South Memphis, you know, is that really? And to be clear, I think Memphis Rocks is just one of, you know, an incredible number of organizations that we need to reach, you know, young people, particularly in Memphis, and give them opportunity and hope. It just so happens. I mean, we talked about this 2 weeks ago with inner city rugby. Like, that's another, it's yep. just another path. And there's lots of programs, some involving sports, some not involving sports, Code Crew. Like, there's lots of stuff that trying to create paths and hope and opportunity. The Memphis Rocks is one of them, and has done a remarkable job in South Memphis. And then they had this tragedy that literally sort of the heart and soul of the place, Jermond Johnson, who they call Mond, 25 years old, gang member, like a legit gang member. Like, he wasn't, you know, he wasn't fringe. He was a legit gang member who went to jail and then found a new path and a home and a family and sort of was everything they embodied. And they're vague on the details because they're an ongoing investigation. But the way, and I'm paraphrasing, the way it was described to me is they are confident that the investigation will reveal that he died protecting rocks.
Yes, sir.
I'll put it that way. There was another person killed in that exchange, but what Rocks is confident is that Jermond was protecting Rocks when he was shot and killed. And so then you wonder, like, who's going to go? You know, is it people are might have wondered about going to South Memphis already, and now this happens. You know, like, there could be a shooting in a Bartlett Walmart, and I don't think that means I'm not going to go to Walmart, right? I don't think people react that way. And so you wondered, and they even said, we didn't know, you know, should we reopen? When should we reopen? So they had yesterday as a ceremonial reopening, a ceremonial climb. And you all know it was thundering. It was lightning. It was pouring rain. It was a Sunday at 1:00. How many people are going to show up? And, and just hundreds showed up. And some came from Nashville, and some came from down the street, so it was awesome. It was really great to see. And of course, it only goes so far, right? Like in the end, one day you feel good about things. I mean, it's sort of mournful and joyful all at once. But what matters is, like today, they have regular hours, and they need folks to show up and participate and be involved and to give. And just like, you know, we've talked about it. You see Boys and Girls Clubs going away, or like see all these organizations that we see, you know, shrinking or not having the resources. Well, in the end, it's funny because one person online, and it kind of ticked me off. I posted the column because you want people to read this stuff. And someone said, every time I leave and I come back, I'm reminded how awful Memphis is. And I'm like, I don't know how you can read that story. And even if you're not a subscriber, just see that story and have that be your reaction. Like the reaction is, no, the reaction is how resilient Memphis is and how many people are trying to make this place better and trying to get over, help solve the problems. And so I'm just always moved by when I see people digging in. And I mean, you were talking about the Ed Murphy Classic, and that's not the same kind of thing, but it's people just bringing something good to Memphis. That's right. And now all of a sudden we got this world-class track meet. I wasn't asking for it, or who was, right? We got this world-class track meet going on in Memphis. And I just, to me, if we spend as much time celebrating that kind of stuff as we do bemoaning, and unclear, we have to bemoan and not put our heads in the sand about the bad stuff. But if you focus and celebrate the folks who are really rolling up their sleeves, you know, I think that's a lot more productive than taking a Facebook to rip things.
Absolutely.
Love the column.
Love you too, Jeff. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, see y'all. Bye.
Yep. Here's Jeff Calkins. Joins us every single Monday here on the show. We'll come back, wrap this baby up on a Monday. Jason and John, turn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
ESPN. The Live Love Memphis group, Jennifer Carson and her team, they sell over 100 homes a year. And they don't do that by not being great. They do it by being elite. It's a different time in the market. It just is. It evolves. Sometimes houses move fast. Sometimes houses take a little bit longer. So right now we're in a stage where it's never been more important to accurately price your home. And that's what the Live Love Memphis team is going to do. They're not going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to give you the real. But also in the meantime, you know, help you make the most money for your home. That's what they do, but you got to reach out. So to livelovememphis.com.
Yeah, if you don't reach out or you get with the wrong group, have that wrong sign out in your yard, you could be out there for a while. Or you could be out there for a while at the wrong price. Maybe having to decrease the price at some point. See, with Jennifer, the key, as she's told me, is hitting it spot on from the get-go, like she did with my home back in 2018. And like she's done with so many others, that's how she's going to not have you hanging out there, you know, waving like a flag in the wind. Don't know when your home's going to be sold. Seeing Live Love signs in the yards, but not enough of them. You got another sign that's not Live Love, and it's been out there for months. Should have called 901-625-5200. Still got time. 901-625-5200. It's Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
We're back. Jason and John, 929 FM, ESPN. Thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us on the show today. Like we said, no Grizzlies in action in the Summer League today, but we will have a full slate for you.
Real quick, shout out to the young homie Ashton. He is a rising 10th grader at FACS. Going to play a little basketball over there. Coming out of MHEA, which is the Homeschool Association here in Memphis.
Yep.
And said that he and his father listened to you and me every single day.
Shout out to Ashton.
And I guess you have to be homeschooled, right, to do that. Right.
Yeah.
Because most of our high schoolers,
yeah,
if you're going to do it every single day,
right,
they're going to be off in class. But shout out to Ashton and his father.
Right.
I don't know if they're listening now, but you're going to be a 10th grader at FACS.
So that means we're losing a listener.
Very impressed by him. Yeah. Unfortunately, he's going, in the FACS. Going to lose him. Maybe the dad will still be listening.
Damn. I just don't think we're in a place where we need to be losing listeners right now, man.
Very impressed by that young man.
But shout out to Ashton. Yeah,
shout out to Ash. Appreciate you and your dad, brother.
That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and company up next. I miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.